about this.
Our brains change.
Memory isn't amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
our brains
isn't
aren't
really
finished.
They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
because
we're
so
doing
smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
Recently, Pittsburgh Steelers player James Harrison came home to find his kids had been given trophies for participation. And James Harrison made his kids give them away. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroe.
I'm Bob Duke.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, why not reward mediocrity?
I must add, not insubstantial trophies
no,
either.
No, some of the largest trophies I've ever seen.
Actually, his quote said he wants his kids to earn their trophies.
That's right.
And obviously, his take is that if you give kids trophies for participation, they haven't really done anything to earn it except perhaps participate.
Right.
And that really doesn't deserve hardware.
You know, fundamentally, the question is, there's an escalation, right? We want to recognize people's participation in things. The problem is, trophies, historically, were the things you got when you excelled. If you give everyone a trophy, I mean, if we look at this, right, if we take a step back, when we only recognize the top performers, particularly among kids, there are a few potential problems with that. First, not every kid is going to be equally good at things. And you might say, well, that's okay. Kids have to learn that some people are best at something and others aren't. The problem with kids, though, is that because they grow physically at different rates, they have different experiences at home, and all of those things influence their performance.
Yeah.
There are times where you can demoralize somebody for a failure to perform at the top level due to factors that A, are completely out of their control, and B, may not hold up forever.
Well, and I think a lot of this, there are a number of issues that we can talk about, but this interesting topic, not the least of which is, what's the expectation when you enter into some activity? What is the goal here? Because this isn't anything different than what happens in grading people in school or any activity where there's a metric. The metric might be how many seconds it took you to cross the finish line. It could be how many points you got on the exam or whatever it happens to be. But a lot of this has to do with how you define a successful activity for a learner. And this is a huge thing because there are many kids who are praised tremendously when they do something that is in fact exceptional. And they think, my God, this must be the important thing because, you know, my parents took me out of school and we had a parade and all this kind of stuff. Well, if that becomes the definition of how important that stuff is, then the next time you participate and you don't win, you can't just at that point redefine it and say, well, this isn't really that important. You
know? No.
Because you can't.
Trophies, schmofies.
Right. I mean, many parents, I think, fret over the idea of how uptight their kids are about grades. The time to get your kids looser about grades is not when they make a C. It's when they make an A. And to say, well, you know, it's really nice you did that. You must have worked really hard. Okay, let's move on. But for people who say, boy, my kid did something great, we need to make a huge deal about this. Well, then what do you do when they don't do something great? Either because they were tired or they didn't study, or as Art said, they haven't reached a level of physical maturity where they can actually be successful in whatever the thing they're participating in. And you can't flip back and forth. You can't say when it's going great, this is the most important thing in the world and this should define you. And then when it's not going well, say, well, you know, there's lots of things in life and this is just one thing.
Right. I think one of the difficult parts about parenting and things like that is that often we remember moments of our childhood without necessarily understanding the impact that some of those moments had on our overall development. If you don't get a trophy, that isn't necessarily a failure on your part.
Unless you define it like that.
Unless you define it like that. But it still may be disappointing to you. And you could ask the question, what does that mean? And how do you deal with that? Well, one of the aspects of disappointment that everyone has to deal with is that to some degree, most all of us have a degree of narcissism, which is we have a sense of self that makes us feel like we, you know, we are owed a certain number of things. This is what allows 5-year-olds to say it's not fair. So what happens then is when you don't get the trophy, you might feel happy for your friend a little bit, or your teammate, but at the same time you're feeling like, but why didn't I get one of those? And, you know, part of becoming a good member of society is recognizing that you can be happy for someone else's achievement without having to feel sad about your own lack of reward. So I really do think that these are learning experiences, you know, and the reason we have both positive and negative emotions is because they play a role. They are signals to us. And if we don't allow people to experience both of those,
right,
then they are missing opportunities to learn and to be motivated.
And Art makes a terrific point about the emotional energy that's generated by a disappointment, a slight, not getting what we want for whatever reason. The people who seem to be able to navigate the world pretty successfully invest those energies in ways that ultimately are positive.
Now, there's another piece of this that I do want to point out, which is when you're in the situation where you're giving a reward to a child, one of the things you might want to think about is, how would you feel about your child displaying this as an adult? And that should help you to calibrate what you're giving them.
Yeah.
So if you're going through, you know, old papers and you find, oh, look, I got this certificate of participation when I was in second grade. Oh, that's cute. You got a trophy shelf as a 41-year-old and you got your third grade participation trophy.
Why are you talking about my house for?
Nothing personal, man.
Don't judge me.
Next week on the show, we'll talk about the real importance of reading to kids with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys and find more information on any of the topics we've discussed, go to KUT.org. We're also on iTunes, iTunes U, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. Support for Two Guys on Your Head comes in part from the Center for Music Therapy, providing brain training for movement disorders.